بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد، السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. We welcome all the usual listeners as well as those that are tuning in for the first time. And last week we discussed certain aspects of the day of Friday and the khutbah of the Jum'ah Salah, as well as preparation for the day of Jum'ah itself. And how noble a day this is, how virtuous a day it is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made it better and higher and greater in virtue than even the days of Eid. Today I wanted to discuss a little bit about the things that should not be, that are not allowed during the khutbah, but what we find prevalent in our communities today. And for the ladies that are listening, they can pass this message over to their children, etc., especially with the younger ones coming into the masjid, and how to respect the day of Friday. And in particular, the khutbah that takes place on the day of Friday. We know that in the masjid, a different salah is read, as opposed to what we are usually used to every day, the Dhuhr salah. Ladies at home still read the Dhuhr salah. However, the men in the masjid, they will have a sermon that will be read out in front of them. So, usually here in South Africa, there will be a bayan that will be given, a lecture will be given before the khutbahs. The khutbahs are then given in Arabic. And these two khutbahs that we have before the actual fard salah are wajib as well. So, the two rakats that we have that are cut short in the namaz, because Jummah salah is just two rakats as opposed to the normal four rakats of farz. Zohar Salah, Jummah Salah is just two rakats. So the other two rakats, how do we compensate for that? We compensate via these two sermons, these two khutbahs that take place after the bayan and before the Salah. And these are read out in Arabic, as I said. Generally, what we find happening a lot of the time is that while the khutbah is going on, the people are still talking. Now, with regard to talking during the khutbah itself, the ulama mentioned that you cannot talk during the khutbah. A hadith of Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam states that even if a person has to tell another person to be quiet, then too he has spoken too much. And even by telling another person to be quiet, you have spoken too much. So it just goes to show that a person should not talk at all during the khutbah salah. If a person approaches us and speaks to us, etc., we should just remain silent. After that, we can explain to the brother that the reason why I didn't reply to your salam at that time, or I didn't answer your question, or didn't respond to you when you spoke to me, was because it is not permissible to talk during the khutbah. So you are not allowed to talk at all. And a person should listen attentively, and even though the khutbah is in Arabic and majority of us might not understand it, but out of respect for the day of Jum'ah, and the day of Jum'ah in itself is the shi'ar of Islam. It is one of the symbols of Islam. So respect for the symbols of Islam is indeed from the piety of a person's heart. And therefore, we should try and make sure that we do not talk at all during the khutbah. Another thing that we shouldn't do is offer any sunnah or nafil salah. And this we find happening as well, that a lot of the time people will be reading sunnah salah, so they will come into the masjid after the khutbah has already begun. And then they will commence with sunnah salah or nafil salah. So this also is not allowed. If we come into the masjid and the imam is still giving the bayan, then that's fine. We can read our sunnahs while the bayan is going on. We can read nafil salah while the bayan is going on. That's not a problem. However, we should try and read and listen to the bayan as well. So that's fine during the bayan itself. But once the imam stands up on the mimbar and he now starts the khutbah, which is in Arabic, and this Arabic khutbah and sermon begins, from that point onwards, a person shouldn't offer any sunnah or nafil salah, but rather should listen to the khutbah attentively and thereafter proceed to read the fard of Jumu'ah. And those sunnahs that were mustard before Jumu'ah may be read after Jumu'ah. That's fine. There isn't any issue there. But during the khutbah, we shouldn't read any sunnah or nafil salah. So I mentioned that these two khutbahs are sort of in place of the two rakats of Zuhr Salah that we are not reading now. Zuhr Salah is a four rakat namaz, Jummah Salah is a two rakat namaz. So in place of the other two rakats is this khutbah that we read. So that is why the khutbah is in place of those two rakats, and therefore it is like as if we are in namaz. That's why talking, eating, drinking is not allowed during the khutbah. Even to reply to any talk, like I said, mentioned earlier, that even if a person has to speak to us, we cannot respond at that time. And even the reciting of the Quran Sharif at that time, and this I notice is happening in some masjids as well, that the imam will start the khutbah and somebody in the congregation or few brothers maybe have the Quran Sharif open, thinking that it is a noble thing to be reading Quran Sharif at that time. No. It is not noble to be reciting the Quran Sharif at that time. At that particular time, we should be listening to the khutbah. That is what is required from us at that time. Reciting the Quran Sharif, offering of nafil and sunnah, salahs, etc., etc. That is not the requirement of that particular time. At that time, we need to have full focus, full concentration with regard to listening to the khutbah itself. All those things which disturb the khutbah become makruh from the minute the imam prepares to deliver the khutbah. So these things that we mentioned, that talking, offering of sunnah and nafil salah, eating, drinking, replying to any person's talk, reciting the Quran Sharif, etc. All of these things that we've mentioned here, all of this is makruh from the time the imam prepares to deliver the khutbah. We mustn't involve ourselves in these things. That means once we see now that the bayan has concluded and the imam is about to start with the khutbah, immediately we should stop whatever it is that we are doing, terminate the salah as soon as possible if we are reading our sunnats, etc. And all focus should now be on the imam during the time of the khutbah. That is basically a few things that we wanted to speak about. And you know, one thing that also hurts us, we see a lot of the time youngsters outside the masjid while the Jummah Salah is going on. And as Jummah Salah has such a high regard in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we find that there are some youngsters also that are sort of like, you know, doping the Jummah Salah. And we urge all the brothers around the masajid in lands and all other areas as well, that if we see that some youngsters are outside the masjid and the khutbah is about to start, let us in a kind manner remind these youngsters of the auspiciousness of the day of Jummah and try and give them some targhib and encouragement to come into the masjid and join the salah, the khutbah and the salah preferably. That brings us to the end of the khutbah and also the masail related to the salah of Jumu'ah. We will now begin, inshallah, next week with the salat of the Eidain, that is Eid al-Fitr and Eid al-Adha, the sunnats on the days of Eid. And we have Eid al-Fitr, which is not very, very far away. We have Ramadan, which is basically 2 months away. And then comes Eid al-Fitr. So sunnats of the day of Eid and also how to perform the Eid Salah, etc., which we'll discuss in next week's program. Till then, Jazakumullahu khairan for tuning in. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.